Hi, this is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. And this month, on Life in the Garden, we're going to talk about September's charm. Autumn is the time of year that's actually my second favorite. And if it wasn't for what followed, it might actually be my first. Autumn is the time when every leaf becomes a flower, and every flower becomes a memory, and every seed pod becomes hope. All that, and the garden still has a few months to go. September is when I stop fertilizing my annual planters. I collect my seed from the plants and the vegetables that have won me over this year. I find the bead organizers are a really good way to organize and collect your seeds. It keeps them all separate, and you can walk around the garden with it when you collect your seeds. They really need to sit out for a few days and dry before bagging them, so that all the moisture is out of them and there's less chance of them going bad. Get your secateurs sharpened and your loppers. It'll help towards the end of the season. I find that repotting any houseplants that have outgrown their pots is much easier to do outdoors than it is indoors. You can leave the mess outside. That's always a good thing. Now is a really good time to take a look back through all your photo albums, through all the photos that you've taken of your garden this year. Were there some spots that needed a new shrub, or a new tree, or maybe some new perennials? This is a great time to consider adding that, as many of the garden centers have very good discounts on trees, shrubs, and perennials. They'd rather sell them than store them. You may not have the selection that you would have had in the spring, but you will definitely save a bit of money. And while you're at the garden centers, make sure to pick up your spring bulbs. You'll have the best selection if you purchase them early. September is when they start showing up in the stores. Hang on to them though. Don't plant them yet. Save them until October. Now is also the time you're going to want to switch your planters over to fall planters. If you've been following along all season, this should be your third planter. Have fun with it. Pick a different color. Pick a couple of things that you haven't used before. And just have fun. For Focal Point eNews, Life in the Garden, this is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. Keep growing. This is Paul Galatly, the Tattooed Gardener. Thanks for listening. And remember to join me again next month for another Life in the Garden podcast, right here in Focal Point eNews.